Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Does anybody know anything about domain names? Because we've got our new website up. For those of you interested and those of you who do that kind of surfing, you wonder, well, is there a website for this thing? Phil Henry Show, there is. It's called philhenryshow.com. PhilHendrySHOW.com. And the reason why we did that one is because somebody owns philhenry.com. I don't know who it is, but he ain't going to get a nickel out of me. I don't know who's going to buy this name now that I've decided to go with philhenryshow.com, but some guy out there registered the name, and so there you go. Now, as if this guy's going to make any kind of money, as if that name would be worth anything, really. I mean, I suppose there's some guy who had registered drugs. Did you hear about this? Guy registered drugs.com. You know how much he paid? You know how much somebody paid for that? Like, how about 900 G's? Somebody went out, this guy, whoever he is, and I know that there are many people who register domain names, is what this is called. For those of you who don't know anything about the internet, and I don't blame you, because neither do I, and I've owned a computer for like 6 years, and I think I've been on the net now about five, and I don't know anything about it. I can't get on. I don't know where I'm going. I go to if I'm looking for Dallas Cowboys, I put down Philadelphia Eagles in the search engine, which, by the way, now I know why Mike Crozier looks a little depressed tonight. Go Cowboys. But I got to tell you, all right, it's just a shot. It's okay. What happened? What the hell happened? Do you know that Joe Dickhead picked that one? Huh? Play calling? You know, Joe Dickhead picked that Friday. The upset special, baby. And how about those Steelers? Wow. And how about the Rams? 4-0. Yeah, they were 4-0 when they were here, too. You know what? It's going to be like 4-12. So some guy went out, he registered philhenry.com and has that name because of the off shot that maybe I'd pay for it. Maybe I would actually give this guy money for my name, which we did not do. We went ahead and used philhenryshow.com. So now whoever owns philhenry.com, a thing's going to sit there and rot for the rest of his life. Nobody else going to buy it. Nobody else can use it because if they do, it's right. Can I sue? I think I can. And the same thing goes for a lot of these different names. I mentioned that drugs.com, someone owned that. Somebody else, I think, had actually gone out and registered another large corporation's name, like Honeywell or something. The guy wound up making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Wendy's? Wendy's.com? How much did they pay for that? Wendy's registered several different for themselves so that no one would be able to do that? Oh, this guy registered all kinds of different permutations of Wendy's? One night he woke up. Honey, I've got it. This is the answer. I'm going to go out and register all them burger names. I'm going to tell you. Oh, you go back to sleep. No. And they sued for copyright infringement and they won? How do you do that? See, they're not using it for anything. If he's registered the domain name Wendy's.com and he's not using it for anything, my understanding was, and all of the people that I talked to at the, I think I was over there at the, the Pub and Grub the other night, celebrating Patty's 40th birthday party, a real classy joint. We're playing pool and drank, I think they had this, when I asked for a martini, the guy just poured vodka straight up in a glass. I said, like a martini. So then he threw some ice in it. So we were sitting around talking about it, and everybody seemed to agree that they can register your name, they just can't use it. They can register it, they can't use it. If they're not using it, but they own it, not a sweat. Now, there's a few legal cases going on, but you got to understand something. For those of you, again, like myself, they don't know anything about this. Suppose your name is Ed Blow or whatever. They can register your name, and they will own that. And if you decide to start your own web page and you want to go get the name Ed Blow, guess what? Ed Blow's owned by somebody else. You have to pay. Now, it might not be a lot of money. A friend of mine had to pay $75 for his name. Like, you know what? Say you have friends. You can start a domain. You can start to register all of your friends' names. Huh? Someone has your name, Mike Crozier? Another, is it a friend of yours? Just some guy found your name in a phone book and registered it? You got to be putting me on, man. The guy went down Mike and Michael Crozier registered it. Now you can't use it. So, in other words, you're going to have to go out, and I don't know how much it would cost you. But it might cost like $7,500, something like that. I don't know what anybody would demand for my rotten name, but I decided to just circumvent it. Now, most people don't register the names, but corporations' names are trademarked, Where did you learn that? Somebody just call in with that information? I got a big, big news flash for everybody that it's never been challenged in court. You could register IBM.com. You can register Honeywell.com. You could register McDonald. You could register any of these names as, you know, domain names. Register them. Own them. Own the names. And somebody's going to come along and pay you for them. And nobody's ever challenged this in court. Now, my understanding is that somebody's going to start doing this. Not that it matters to me, because like I said, we, you know, what the hell? You can just get like Phil.com. Or PhilShow.com. We got around it that way. I don't need it. I don't need my name. Not like not that bad. Wendy's challenged this guy, and they won. And he wrote, what did he do? He registered Wendy's, Wendy's Burger, Wendy's Bad Burgers, Wendy's Makes Lousy Hamburgers.com. Wendy's Makes Lousy Hamburgers.com, and they got to have that. They sued the guy for that. Dave and Wednesday. How about Dave.com? Anything. You make yourself a nice piece of change. This guy who had registered simply drugs.com, $900,000. I just read where there's a professional golfer named Steve Elkington. This guy went to use his name for a website. Guess what? It's owned. This guy registered every single name on a PGA Tour. Can't use them now. They got to go at SteveElkingtonSucks.com or something. Anything that's a just a permutation off of that name so that they can start using it. Otherwise, you're going to wind up paying the guy what? WarrenSapp.com? Are you going to register his name? Somebody took Warren Sapp's name. They're not around anymore, but they took his name. So what? Big99.com. Warren Sapp has a webpage? I got to look that one up. Warren Sapp, and he's pissed. Warren Sapp went to start his own webpage. Somebody's got his name, so now he's pissed. So now he's Big99.com. Good. Good going. Legally, my understanding is there's nothing you can do about it. Anybody out there? Anybody out there do this, or is anybody out there trying to get your name or start a web page with your name and you found out that somebody else owned it? Like your name could be, it can be anybody, like Eddie Smith, Little Eddie Smith, Little Ian Anderson, anything, and they own the name and they read, you know, they've got the copyright to this thing. You can't do anything with it. Now the argument that I made was simply, how come they get to use my name? In other words, what if they put it up Phil Henry Restaurant? Well, then they're making money. What do you mean they're making money? They're going to make money off of my name if I have to buy it back. So how can that be legal? I bet you it's not, and nobody has ever, it's just simply no one has ever taken anybody to court on the thing. When you're running around, you're registering like my mother's maiden name, Marjorie Crow. Somebody's got that name. My mom wanted to start her own webpage. My mother's 86, but she wanted to start her own webpage on going to all the Sybil tapings and where are the hot spots in Laughlin, Nevada, you know. Margie Crow's webpage. Now she can't do it because somebody owns her name. Marge Crow's hotspots in Laughlin. And the next bus to see the Sybil taping in Hollywood. And what else, you know? And where to go and score good weed in Laguna Beach. And I'm kidding. Sort of. And all the art, good art classes you can take in Dana Point. You can't do it now. Someone owns that name. So now it's got to be Margie's hotspots in Laughlin or just Margie's hot stuff or just Margie. My little Margie. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Has anybody ever tried to buy back one of these names and it's cost you, like, a lot of money? Like, maybe 900 G's? Drugs.com. Is that beautiful or what? There's a cat, man. At least a year of his life is set up. 900 G's? It'll take you about 1 year of your life. Take care of you for a year. All he had to do was register drugs.com. And it was bought by, I don't know who. McDonald's. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. There's a Judge Joe Brown. Is that the show that I saw today? You know what they got to have? They got Judge Joe Brown. I'm looking at this guy ripping these two people. And I don't know what it was about, but they're in an argument about something. I don't know. It was like divorce court, I think. They were screaming at each other, he's not a man and she needs him. She's suing him for not being a man. I think basically was what it was. Judge Judy, Judge Mill Lane, is it Mills Lane? Why don't they cut through it all and have the Judge Heinrich Himmler show? And now Judge Heinrich Himmler, boy, he's got some real, oh, he'll rip you an ass. Judge Himmler! Just do it. Just get it over with. Because these people, you know, they're obviously letting themselves in for this for a certain amount of money, and some of it's obviously very contrived. And the abuse is unbelievable. So just cut. They had a guy, the Nazi hanging judge, Roland Freisler, the Roland Freisler Show. Well, all right, if they got that piano wire, just swing it up. Right now, for the talking about the Judge Roland Freisler Show now, Jews in the dock. Here we go. Let's get another one. They take so much crap from these judges, they better get paid. Lots. Here is Marietta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How's it going, Phil?
Fine.
Listen, I was getting some quality time in here at the office. I own a systems integration company just outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Quality time, huh?
Yeah, if you can call it that.
I mean, in other words, you're working overtime.
That's it. You guys were talking about the domain name registration issues. And I've had some direct dealing with those particular cases. For example, Coca-Cola Company, we ended up contacting a gentleman that filed for the domain registration of CocaColaCompany.com.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he had to give up the name.
It Why?
Just depends on how the company is registered, whether it's registered locally, by the state, or nationally. And having working with Steve Raines, who's one of the top three franchise attorneys to take a communication.
Great. What about people's names like PhilHendry.com?
Well, you know, I really don't know.
Well, I do. Somebody owns it.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I heard you say.
There you go.
Well, it seems to me that you had rights to that name before they...
That's what it would seem.
...decided to
But
register.
They got it, my man. What do you know about that?
Well, I don't know. That's worth looking into.
Okay, I will. Whew. Irvine, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Irvine.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Phil?
How are you doing, sir?
Oh, okay. I was just calling again about the... just like the other gentleman was saying about the domain names.
Yeah.
As I got here in front of me, it's an article that states in August 1999, the United States Senate passed an anti-cyber squatting Consumer Protection Act. It's Bill SB 1255.
Let me look that up, SB 1255.
And it's supposed to protect against things that you were just talking about.
Really? I wonder why it doesn't.
Well,
you know, you've got
I'm not
companies...
too sure if they're actually enforcing it. Well, I'm sure they're just beginning now to enforce it. So, and it's it just started in August. And matter of fact, just before it passed, Gateway just paid $100,000 for theirs, according to the article here.
Okay, thanks.
That's really all I had to say about it.
You got it. No problem, babe. Sorry I brought it up. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. No, we're not going to a break, local stations. Don't worry about it, okay? All of a sudden, board ops across America woke up, all five of them, and went, oh, Jesus! Atlanta, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi, how are you?
Is this Atlanta?
Yes, sir, how are you?
Hi. I just have another quick question or a quick comment about the domain names. The reason it's not illegal for people's names is because there may be another Phil. Is it?
How about Phil Hendry?
I'm a first-time caller, so I don't...
Yes, sir. My name is Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry. So,
so
there might be another Phil Hendry in the phone book.
H-E-N-D-R-I-E?
Right. Okay.
So, okay, what? So, okay, it's all right because there might be two? If
yes,
there's two, then he's registered both of our names, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And he got to it first, so first come, first serve as far as that goes.
Why is that? The only question I have is why is that legal, you know? In other words, that's my name, isn't it?
Yes.
Why do I got to pay him for my name?
It might be somebody else's name. What you're speaking of is the dealers that deal in these domain names, people that do it for a living.
Yeah.
I don't particularly agree with that,
yeah.
But it's a loophole that's allowed to do it.
Okay.
And there's another political case between GeorgeBush.com and GeorgeWBush.com. GeorgeBush.com was registered before he was running for president.
Oh.
And that one turned out... there's some interesting things on the site about... George Bush trying to get the name back. So an interesting thing would be political candidates
All right, thanks very much. God, am I sorry I brought this up. Not that it's your bad people, but it's forget it. Anyway, visit Phil. I think it's philhenry.com. It was supposed to be up, and it's not. There's a brick wall with my kisser there, and apparently it's working, but maybe it ain't. Now, we did have an unofficial, is it working? philhenryshow.com, excuse me. That's working? Well, I went to it one day, actually today, and I tried to log right into the site, but there's a brick wall there I can't get through. You just went there. Maybe they just got it going. Anyway, it's philhenryshow.com, and we had a guy who was doing an unofficial fan site for us, Webmaster Bill, and we hired him to do the official site. So my understanding, it'll have some very interesting things in there, far more interesting to look at and to peruse than this topic we've been doing for the last half hour. But I thought it might help. I thought it might help my peace of mind to know that I could maybe get my—I don't care. I got a hold of that, by the way. I've got my little CD that I go home and I relax listening to, that Famous People CD where all those outtakes, like, you know, the Trogs in the studio arguing about some crappy song and all of the, you know, the Casey Kasem outtakes and stuff. I heard a really cool one of the Beach Boys. They're ripping into their dad. And maybe we'll play that for the last hour of the show. It was either that or talking about domain names. We have Mavis coming up a little bit later on, and that is interesting tidbits. Also, I think we'll be hearing probably from Little Ian Anderson tonight, I hope. Have you seen that Judge Joe Brown? Man, that guy, he's the black judge. Judge Judy is the Jewish, and Judge Mill Lanes is the bald one, or Judge Mills Lane, and then there's the Heinrich Himmler, Judge Heinrich Himmler show, and they're going to have the Judge Asshole show, which is going to be on next week as well. Judge Asshole. He's bigger and badder than all of them. And, you know, he's going to do the whole trapdoor thing. He's going to have it outside in a parking lot, you know, out on a real, on a hot tar parking lot. And he'll be standing there with a bullwhip or something. If anybody gets out of line, he just backs over him with a car or something. It's going to, yeah, there's going to be a lot of big SUVs. Anybody gets out of line or anybody is, loses the case, they get run over by a brand new Chevy Excursion. God, I couldn't. I'm sitting there in a doctor's office with my wife today because she's got to get her eyes checked, which, by the way, that LASIK surgery that she had up in Sacramento, they blew it. And I ain't saying who did it, but she's got to go, maybe go back in and have it redone. So they're doing all kinds of stuff to her tear ducts and everything. So I'm sitting out there watching Judge Joe Brown go at it. And I don't know, I could hear some screaming coming from the TV set or the examination room where my wife was, but there was something, it was very loud. So next week, Judge Eichmann. Check it out.
Y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también de mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to have Mavis Leonard on tonight and interesting tidbits with Mavis Leonard. Mavis? Okay, Mavis, you there? Mavis?
I'm sorry. Can you hold on just a second? I'm cooking Robert some dinner. I just got to get him his dinner.
Well, we're on the air now.
Are you on the air now?
We're on the air right now.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Hold on for just a second. Can I get you on dinner? Good evening. This here is Mavis Leonard, and this is Interesting Tidbits. And today's topic, who I think is queer as a $3 bill. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mavis Leonard with our Interesting Tidbits. President Clinton was forced to apologize today after he remarked that Northern Ireland...
Where the milk?
What?
Where the milk?
I don't know where the milk is. You got to get it. I'm on the air now. President Clinton was forced to apologize today after he remarked that the Northern Ireland peace process had stumbled because the two sides are like a couple of drunks that can't leave the bar. The remark riled tempers in Belfast, and hours afterward, the White House issued a statement in Clinton's name, acknowledging that the comment had been inappropriate. I would think if President Clinton make a comment like that, like the Irish is like two drunks in a bar, I believe that makes him as queer as a $3 bill. I think he is sashaying, and he is walking, you know, with a funny walk and everything.
Well, how that make a man queer?
Because that's how I feel about it. That's what the name of the thing is.
How that make a man queer, though? He said that the Irish are like...
Why don't you eat your dinner? Why are you always butting in on everything I'm doing here?
Yeah, but he said the Irish are like a couple of drunks. What's wrong with that?
I think that makes him queer.
Why that makes him queer?
I'm not going to tell you. That's my idea. And
Whoa. Is the name of, what is the name of this segment?
Hello?
Yeah, Mavis, it's Phil Hendry. What is the name of this segment?
She said, hey, Phil.
Yes, Robert.
She says that because President Clinton said that the Irish...
I know what I said, and Phil Hendry know what I said. Now, why are you butting in like that?
I found the milk, by the way. It's in the fridge.
Well, now, that make you a brain surgeon. You went to the refrigerator and found that milk.
Yeah, I found over here. But, Phil.
Yes.
She says that because President Clinton said the Irish like two drunk, that makes him queer as a $3 bill.
And what is the name of this? What is the name of the segment?
The segment is Who I Think is Queer as a $3 Bill.
Who you think is as queer as a $3 bill?
That's right.
And President Clinton is?
That's right. Why do I have to answer to you? And have to answer this fool over here because
all I ask, why'd I make him queer? That's all.
Well, I'm not going to tell.
Well, I would ask the same question.
Because I say so, because that's what I think, because that's the name of the segment, and y'all can just go pound sand as far as I'm concerned, okay?
All right, so President Clinton's, go ahead.
All right, now, the St. Louis Rams beat the San Francisco 49ers. A big, big, big game. They beat them like something like 42-21. They are now 4-0 in the whole National Football League. They're the only undefeated team.
Yeah, I know. I watched the game.
That's good for you. You watched the game. That's great for you. And I think the whole St. Louis Ram football team is as queer as a $3 bill. I think they are homosexuals as a result of that.
It doesn't make any sense.
In other news, IKEA, a worldwide Swedish home furnishing store, gave its employees an unusual bonus on Saturday.
What did it give them?
It said it gave them a bonus.
What's that?
A bonus is when you give them extra money, fool. Why don't you eat your damn food and watch your damn Judge Joe Brown or whatever the hell you got on?
I don't want that. I don't want that, man. I want Monday Night Football.
Well, then you go watch Monday Night Football and don't bother me, all right?
All right. I was going to say what IKEA.
That's a company that makes furniture. You understand that?
Maybe we ought to go over there and get replace some of this crap we got.
What'd you say to me?
I said maybe we ought to go over there and replace some of the crap we got. Ow!
You ever talk to me like that? You live in this house, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you ever talk to me like that again. Don't you ever open your mouth, your arm again like that. You like to live in this house? You lay around on that couch. You don't like the couch. Why don't you take your black ass over to IKEA? You buy yourself a new sofa.
I'm sorry about it. I didn't mean to do it.
You damn right you're sorry about it. Where was I?
You were on IKEA.
All right. IKEA, the worldwide Swedish home furnishing store, gave its employees an unusual bonus on Saturday. It turned over all the day's profits to them. Profits generated Saturday from all 152 IKEAs, including those in the United States from Virginia to Burbank, will be divided among the store's 40,000 employees. I'll tell you right now, I think everybody that works for IKEA and all of the people who made the decision to give all them people that money and all them people who are management and all them people who are working all the store and everything else, they're all as queer as a $3 bill. They all pack of faggots.
God, I mean,
bunch of Nazi queers, as far as I'm concerned.
You must be out of your mind.
Out of mind, feel all the crap you're saying.
What'd you say to me?
I said, I think you're out of your, ow!
You talk back to me. In other news, now.
I can't believe the bit.
In other news, you got something to say?
No.
All right, I'm going to keep on going, aren't I?
I think she's out of her damn mind. She called me, ow!
Keep on talking.
But ow!
Go ahead. Say it again. You got something to say, Mr. Henry?
No, ma'am, I don't.
All right. 2 years ago, cigar sales were smoking, buoyed by glossy magazines touting stogies as an accessory of the hip elite. Sales skyrocketed. Well, in 1996, the sale of premium hand-rolled cigars jumped 67%. The next year, they went up another 30%. Cigar Night at the Mansion Hill Inn, which once boasted the longest continuously running cigar night in the country, couldn't compete with the dozens of restaurants and bars offering their own promotions. But indications now are that the fad is flaming out and fast. Across the Hudson River in Troy, J. Cabrera Company in a two-year-old cigar shop has filed for bankruptcy. How about that? I think any man smoking a cigar is a fag.
So in other words, you're reading stories.
I'm sorry?
In other words, you're reading these news stories and then...
I'm sorry, you saying something?
Never mind, okay?
Well, I'll cook your ass and I'll eat if you keep messing with me, okay? You understand that?
I don't give up, Mr. Henry.
I'm not saying anything.
That's right. Now then, Ted Kaczynski told Time Magazine he would rather get the death penalty than spend the rest of his life in prison. I think that makes him queer as a $3 bill. In other news, we have the Ku Klux Klan went to Defiance to prepare for a big demonstration there. Now the city have to pay for it. I think everybody in the Klan is a queer. In other news...
Wait. Everything...
You want to talk to me right now like my son, like my nephew talking to me right now?
Yeah, but every story you're reading is, okay, hey, in Defiance, the Ku Klux Klan, they're all queer. Anybody that smokes a cigar...
That's right. It's called Mavis Interesting Tidbits.
I think you're out of your mind. I think the... Wow!
Go ahead, keep talking to me. You got something more to say?
No, ma'am, I don't.
All right. You turn your face back to A&E Biography or whatever that slop is you watch on TV. Go ahead and have yourself some of that Pioneer chicken, whatever the hell you eat. What you eating there?
Popeye.
Is that Popeye?
Yeah.
Give me some of that.
No, that's the only Popeye.
Give me some of that.
Oh, man.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Jesse the Body Ventura was interviewed in Playboy magazine, and in it he said that religion was for weak-minded people. He also said that them men at Tailhook could do what they done because they were all in the Navy and they're badasses. I think Jesse Ventura's queer with that bald head, queer as a $3 bill. Now, moving on in some of the other news that we have for you tonight, and don't forget, we're going to have some very, very special news coming up later on in the program about furnishings and how to cook dinner and how to take a damn nephew that you won't live in your house, kick his ass out. Ow! Kick your ass out. Now, according to the latest survey, the living room is dying. Nobody is in the living room. Everybody now has a family room. Well, I think anybody who has a family room has got to be queer.
Oh, boy.
In other news, they had an earthquake down in Mexico City. What you think happened?
Let me guess. I guess that makes everybody in Mexico City queer.
No, I don't think it does at all. I think whoever caused the earthquake's got to be some kind of a queer.
You calling God a queer?
What'd you say?
You heard what I said. Now you calling God a queer because he's the one that...
I didn't say nothing about God. You did. Turn around.
No, don't do it.
I said to turn around.
Well, what are you doing hitting the guy for? He's got the same instinct that I do. Every stupid thing you're talking about here makes everybody queer, for crying out loud. Now, last week when you came on here, you were talking about...
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You better watch what you're saying.
I'm watching what I'm saying. Last week you came on here and you said, when is it okay to whoop a child into unconsciousness? And this week, the title of your bit is... Who I think is queer is a $3 bill.
That's right. I'm talking about that. As a matter of fact, you mentioned that Judge Mills Lane. I think he queer is a $3 bill.
And let me guess. You think Judge Joe Brown is, too?
That's right. Matter of fact, I think Judge Judy queer is a $3 bill. I'm Mavis Leonard. All right. Now, moving on, we got some other news here for you. Interesting note. Decades after she found herself banished to a different tennis court for playing as a lefty, students who also favored a left hand could put in for a scholarship Beckley established especially for them. So this is a young girl that put a scholarship in for left-handed tennis players. I think anybody that would keep a child who's left-handed out of school or not give them money has got...
Let me guess. Queer is a $3 bill.
That's right. Now you're learning. comes to college, mom and dad often pay the bills, and Junior has the fun partying without having to worry about a scolding for staying out too late. Now Junior may have to start worrying because Congress amended federal confidentiality law last year to give universities the option of telling parents when students under 21 violate campus codes on drugs or alcohol. Well, you know that makes those children queer, don't it? And all that drinking that booze and taking them drugs and that.
They gotta be queer.
That, now you learning, all right.
I think this is bull crap. I don't like this. As a matter of fact, if you come back...
Are you talking to me again?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. If you come back next week with some piece of junk segment like this, you know what? I'm not going to let you back on.
You talking to me like that?
Yeah, I'm talking to you like that. What are you going to do about it?
So you think you can talk to me like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I'm not letting you back on next week with some BS, underprepared, piece of crap segment like who I think is queer is a $3 bill.
I want you to think about what you just said.
I'm thinking about what I... What are you going to do? You're on the other end of a telephone, okay?
All right, that does it.
What did she do? She hung up? It's like I said, man. That is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life. You know what, man? She's going to have to run that stuff by you, okay?
I told you what to say, didn't I?
What are you doing here?
I told you what to say.
Look, I didn't mean what I said.
You said you're going to talk to me like that, like you a real big man?
Look, I didn't know. How did you get here so...
Ow! 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 Okay, all right, I'm sorry! Won't you ever talk like that to me again.
I'm sorry, okay?
You think I'm on the other end of the telephone? I can't get over here, whoop your ass till it starts to bleed? You don't think I can flay just the skin right off your ass?
I'm sorry, okay?
All right, don't you ever talk to me on the telephone like that again.
I'm sorry.
You sorry, all right? You the sorriest son of a bitch I ever seen.
I think your show sucks.
Ow! All right, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, all right. I'll give you what for, right?
Oh, man. What is that, a tree branch you got?
That's right. I carry that around my purse. Son of a bitch, open your mouth to me. If you ever open your mouth to me, I'll give the same damn thing my nephew Robert.
Oh, man, that hurt.
You want to try the other cheek?
No, I don't want to try the other cheek.
You want me to take over the show for you?
No, you don't have to do that.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say.
You know what you are?
Queer as a $3 bill.
That's right. You my bitch. That's right.
I'm Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
What you crying about?
Because I got hit in the face, that's why.
Well, maybe you ought to think again about whether or not you're going to talk to people that way.
I ain't talking to anybody that way. I said to you, okay?
I know what you said to me. You said that's a bullcrap topic, that thing that I did. Now, that's called Mavis and that interesting tidbits, isn't it?
Yes, it is, okay? But I don't know that you're going to come to the air with, last week, it was when I think it's okay to whoop your child into unconsciousness.
Yeah, that's right.
And this week is, who I think is queer is a $3 bill. So I gave you a little bit of crap.
That's right. I give you crap, too. And my nephew, too. I do what I want on the program, anything that I want, as long as that radio station let me do that. Are you going to stop giving me a hard time? You think an old woman like me, I'm not going to defend myself. I will defend myself to the very best of my ability.
Well, you don't have to get violent for crying out loud. You came in here, you wailed on me with what looked like a branch from a tree or something. What is that, a piece of lumber? What is that about?
What is it about you trying to make fun of me while I do my thing? I tell you one thing, you did a whole half hour because I listened to my home just before I come into your radio show, right?
Yeah.
And you were talking about domain name and how come people register domain name. That's about the worst half hour talk radio that I've ever heard in my life. And you're going to give me a hard time about who I think is queer as a $3 bill. I think what I talk about is way more interesting than what you talk about.
I think that it's nuts, okay?
Oh, well, all right. Then why don't you go ahead and talk all about domain name and how you get them registered, all this and all these drag-ass white people call in, old man working out there, Federal Reserve Board or wherever the hell he work at, and he going to talk about law and copyright law. My God, that's sexy. I want to go home. I tell you right now, I won't rub myself. I listen to that kind of thing. And you have the nerve to tell me that what I talk about is wrong. I people would much rather hear Mavis Leonard than you talk with all them white boys about your domain name. You got nothing to say for yourself, do you?
I just think, okay?
Yeah, tell us what you think. What you think?
I just thought that it was very offensive.
Well, you know what? I'd rather be offensive and be honest and tell people what I think about life than have to listen to you talk about, you know, somebody registered philhenry.com. What am I going to do about that? I have got to go and sue them. I got better get myself a lawyer, everything like that. You rather have people hear that?
Probably not. I knew it sucked when I did it.
Then why you waste 30 minutes of your time, your radio show, all national syndicate, and all that kind of mess? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You waste all that time on that, and you give me crap because I say who queers a $3 bill. I'll tell you right now, the way you, you know what I said to you.
I know. I'm as queer as a $3 bill.
That's right. And I know you married and everything else, but you act like a damn sissy where you talk like that.
And you think physical violence is the answer?
Hell yeah, I think physical violence is the answer. And I tell you right now, anybody that don't is stupid. I'll come in, I'll slap you right across your face.
You think that's the answer?
That is it. Watch this. Are you going to give me some lip?
I don't hit me again, okay? Don't strike me again, because you know what? You're going to have a lawsuit, okay?
I'm going to have a what?
I said you hit me again, you're going to have a... Ow!
God! Go ahead. Come on. Come on. Come on.
You hit me again, and I will.
You gonna do what? That hurts, don't it? That hurts real good.
Now look at this, my lip's swelling up.
Well, that's right, it's gonna swell up. As long as you keep your mouth going. You keep that mouth going, I hit you again. Then your lip get bigger. Then you keep your mouth going some more, I hit you again. Now your lower lip get bigger. Now you have lips as big as mine. What do you think about that?
All right, you know what?
What?
You are not allowed to do interesting tidbits anymore on the show.
I don't give a good goddamn.
You don't, huh?
No, I do not. I don't care if I'm on your rotten show or not. I did what I want to do.
Well, you're not going to come back on the show and do your crappy material.
Well, that's all right with me. I don't want to be on your lousy show as long as you're doing no domain name talk and all that mess there. I would not be on your show.
Well, good. You're not on my show anymore. What do you think about that, okay?
I could care less. I could not care anymore. I could not care less. I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
All right, you're not on the show anymore. We're not going to do interesting tidbits with Mavis Leonard. And it makes you as queer as a $3 bill, so...
That's right, that's right.
You hit me one more time and it's over, okay?
What do you mean by that?
I mean the show's over. You belt me one more time, okay?
You better watch the way you talk.
Now my mouth really hurts, okay?
Well, maybe we ought to start calling this the Mavis Leonard Show, then. I come on here, I'll start talking straight to people, not that nonsense you talk about. You think about that.
That's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That's right. You sound good. You sound real good now.
Thanks.